Well, welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
Doing good, Stephanie. How are you?
Very well.
Very nice.
So what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk about attitude.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
So attitude when it comes to leadership.
All right. So what is an attitude as it relates to leadership?
So first step, the Oxford Dictionary describes attitude as a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. Typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Keyword behavior, right? So think about an attitude as it being that incredible, invisible force that will determine whether we fail or we succeed. So imagine this from a leadership standpoint. It's such an important area in our lives, but more often than not, it's really second thought. We, you know, attitude just comes. It comes and it goes and it changes and it adapts and whatever, whatever. But the reality is we can be in control of that attitude if we can become very mindful. And if we have the right attitude in place as leaders, that's contagious. So our team responds differently, right? Someone with a positive attitude will most likely climb and grow and keep moving and you know, get promoted and all those beautiful things. Whereas someone that doesn't have a very positive attitude will usually be not recognized, not taken into consideration for a promotion, not filling the blanks.
Yep, completely agree. So speaking of positive attitude, so why is positive attitude important in hospitality?
So I always like to say that attitude is really a choice, right? And it determines how we're going to approach a very specific situation or an aspect in our life or in our relationships or the people that we are connecting with. And we all know that in hospitality, people come first, right? We are that one industry where we make sure that we create those amazing experiences, and it's all about connecting with people. Whether you are a leader and you connect with your team member, with your guest, you are a colleague, you, whatever the case may be, it's all about connections and making sure that we have that human aspect at the forefront, right? So in our industry, we work thousands of hours. We deal with thousands of personalities with thousands of backgrounds, right? And different ages. And in many times, we have way less resources that we hope we did. So keeping a positive attitude is really going to determine the outcome in many situations. So specifically in those situations where you don't have the right resources. And by resources, I mean not just the tools that you need to get the job done, but the right amount of people, right? At the right time, sometimes you are checking more people in than you possibly can. Sometimes you're turning more rooms than you possibly can. Sometimes you're dealing more cards if you're in the gaming floor than you possibly can, right? Or maybe not cards necessarily, but there's a lot going on. So with everything that is going on, keeping our attitude in check in hospitality is one of the most critical skills that a leader or a team member can really develop.
I love it.
What do you think about that?
No, it's great. I do agree that, you know, surrounding yourself with your positive attitude team members can make the day go by so much faster than being negative Nancy of saying, oh, look it, we have 200 checkouts and 200 check-ins and housekeeping already had 5 call-outs and just being so negative about the day. Yes, this is the facts of what we have to go with, but just changing it into that mindset of being positive and supporting one another, I think also too can, you know, get the job done and in a positive light as well.
100% turning problems into blessings, right? Whether you're handed, or there's a gigantic queue at the desk, or you have less valet parkers than you possibly can handle the amount of vehicles that you have. So how do we change those problems into blessing? And that's where the areas of opportunity come. That's where the WTF, how do we do things differently, comes into play. If you have a gigantic line at the desk, you have, you know, you had this crazy group coming, they're all checking in at the same time, and you have minus two front desk agents, what can you do differently? How, the problem's not going to go away. We know it, right?
Yeah.
You've been in that situation. You're sweating it. Now, how do you change it into a blessing? We talked about all it, hospitality being about connecting with humans, right? How about we call one of the restaurants and see if there is some lemonade that they can put together very quickly? Or do we have that popcorn machine that we usually use for movie nights? Can we put it to good use and create these little baggies or do something quickly with what we have to create this connecting moment at the desk while people are checking in? So now their brain is not so much hooked with that one sole member of the team that is checking people in one by one and is not going fast enough, but they're mingling, and maybe the GM steps out and has conversations with the guests and explores a little more about why you're here. And then you're having a little popcorn or drinking lemonade, or if you have adults checking in, maybe you give them an adult beverage. So creating those moments where you're going to change by shifting your attitude or your mindset, like you're saying, Stephanie, and moving it from a problem to a blessing, right?
Yes.
I think those are the areas where we can become super creative in hospitality and really move the needle in a different direction and at a different pace.
Yes, I would say changing negative Nancy to positive Polly.
Positive Polly. Why does Polly have to be a guy and Nancy has to be a girl? I don't like that.
I think Polly is a girl. I know.
Polly's a girl? Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. So we have good and bad in the same gender. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's next?
Yeah, no, but I would say also too is, as a leader, a great leader is also too of knowing your team members' strengths and weaknesses when it comes to their attitude. What ticks them off? So if we know that, okay, high pressure day with what we have going on, and we have some team members that may be more sensitive to those high pressure days, and then we have others that are like, I need a high pressure day. When it's not high pressure, I get bored. But yes, a great leader is knowing that, and then knowing how you even talked about with the example, sending team members out, engaging with the guests at the front drive or at the front desk while they're waiting in line, and being able to move your team members into those critical positions during these, you know, negative times, to then being able to making sure that we're getting the job done and it's not turning us further down and draining us with the attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. Thinking also as a tool, you know, how can I adjust my attitude? It's way easier to say it than to really do it. But if you're able to ask yourself a question that will make you think, it'll help you move the needle, right? So something you can ask yourself is, what am I in control over? And based on that, what is it that I can tackle next?
Yes.
So if I realize that I'm not in control of this, but I'm in control of this, that will give me immediately the right ideas to how I can creatively overcome whatever is in front of me.
Yeah.
And then make it great for everyone around me, because the last thing you want is a team member with a bad attitude, a leader with a bad attitude, and then a guest that has been traveling for so long that has very little patience for bad attitude.
Yes. Yes. No, that is just an explosion of a disaster.
An explosion. Yeah. The perfect storm. Absolutely. Yeah. What's a WTF moment you can think of?
So when it comes to attitude, yes, I am known as a very positive attitude person. I remember being young and being in the different departments. I would always be like, okay, we got this. Let's just do it. Smile. We're on stage. Okay. But I have to say, for my own WTF moment, there were times when I had to work the overnight shift. It just, you know, it was part of being at the front desk. And let me tell you, positive Stephanie was not positive. And you did not want to be that guest checking in if I was working the overnight. I just, for some reason, for me, I just can't work the overnight. And I praise those agents that are working on the overnights. You're working with the skeleton crew. You're usually have the last rooms remaining. They're most likely not your best rooms either. There's travel delays and guest attitudes, and there's just so much. And then here you are trying to hit all of your standards as for check-in, and you're really just counting down the hours until your shift is over, and you're just giving the keys and basically telling the guests you can learn everything about the property in the morning.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Yes, I love that. Great story. And here's, I think, another learning aspect or something that makes sense to mention is that many times we think X team, you know, no one's going to want to work the graveyard. No one's going to want to work the overnight shift. And the reality is there's a lot of people that are actually better at nighttime, that they operate better, that they like sleeping during the day, that they like having their mornings and then sleeping in the evening and showing up to work at midnight. So yes, like you said before, getting to know your team members' weaknesses and their strengths can also allow you to avoid some of these unnecessary attitude challenges. Yes. Because you were doing great during the day, but then when you were placed at night, that wasn't good.
No.
Right?
No.
You weren't performing at your best. I used to have a front desk agent who was incredible. She moved to being a night auditor. And then from being a night auditor, she was promoted to being a supervisor, shift supervisor. And she struggled. And eventually she shared that she realized that she can't work during the day and the evening shift, the swing shift. Night was her thing.
Yeah.
So knowing the team members' weaknesses and strengths would also help you as a leader find what that sweet spot is to keep that team member's attitude in check.
Absolutely.
With that, we're just going to say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for being on the other side. Keep your attitude in check. And remember, what do I have control over? And from the answer of that, you figure out what step you need to take next.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.